WLOY and Shenanigans Toy Shop presents What Happens Next, right after this. Located in Winhurst Station at 5004 B Lawndale Avenue, Shenanigans carries toys, models, and games for everyone in the family. Their telephone number is 410-532-8384, and their website is www.shenaniganstoyshop.com. And now, what happens next?
What Happens Next utilizes stories by various authors to give children ages 6 to 12 a chance to expand their imaginations and improve their reading, writing, and communication skills. Each week, the participants are read the beginning of a story and are then given time to imagine and then write their own endings, which are then recorded for this program. First, you will hear the story beginning, and then each child's version of the ending.
And now for this week's story.
Summertime. The year is coming to an end, and Maya cannot wait for the summer. She longs for ice cream, bonfires on a warm summer nights, and going to the beach. She loves swimming in her family's pool to cool off on the summer's hottest days, but most of all, she loves having countless days to sit back and relax. Sometimes, though, she gets bored. Her parents have noticed, too. They see how there are days when Maya has so much free time on her hands that she doesn't know what to do. For this reason, they've signed her up for summer camp for the first time ever. She's really excited, but also kind of nervous. Her first day of camp is here. What happens next?
Hi, my name is Antoine, and this is my ending to summertime. Maya wanted to Maya went to Royal Farms Camp. She went on a water slide. It had for everlasting pizza. The camp also had an awesome park and dance parties. Maya was so happy that her life flashed before her eyes. She said maybe camp isn't so bad. The end.
Hi, my name is Anaya, and this is my ending to summertime. Maya was going to a gymnastics camp. All of a sudden, all the students came up to her and asked her name, except for this girl named Amber. Maya knew Amber since kindergarten. Amber used to bully Maya. Now Amber is jealous of Maya because before Maya came, everyone did things for her. Maya was past the bullying. She went to Amber and said, "Hi." Amber just said, "Listen, jerk, I run this camp." Maya was scared. For the rest of the summer, she obeyed Amber. When Maya got home, she told her parents everything. Her parents talked with Amber's parents. Amber's parents yelled at her. From that day on, Amber wasn't mean anymore. The end.
My name is Faloon. This is my ending to summertime. What happened next is that she was excited. Then when she got on the bus, she get to the place they're supposed to be. Then a bear got out and started coming towards us to attack. The bus rider drive as fast as he can because bears are fast. Then it caught up to the bus on the side. Then I think to myself, that wasn't an ordinary bear. It was a robot bear. It was big, too. So the bus driver stopped the bus, and the bear kept running. Then the bus rider back up a little so the bear won't see us. Then the bear stopped and turned around. It came and we was gone. So then we had a big blaster. It blew it up. Everybody went home. It wasn't very nice because they have to cancel the camp and there's no more, but we were still happy we blew up a robot bear.
Hi, my name is Kaylin, and this is my ending to summertime. Maya finally got to her gymnastic camp. When she got to her cabin, all of her roommates were being really mean to her. "Hey, new girl," said Chelsea. "Yeah, hey, newbie," said Sandy. Then Maya started to unpack, and she didn't say anything back. "Practice time," said Miss Snodgrass over the loudspeaker. Suddenly, everyone ran to the practice room. When everyone got in the practice room, Miss Snodgrass said, "Everybody introduce themselves." Starting with Maya. "Hi, my name is Maya Johnson, and I am from Texas, and I'm very shy." Sandy. "Hi, I'm Sandy, and I will beat you up." Chelsea. "I am Chelsea, and I drink blood." Okay, let me see a round off. Chelsea did bad, Sandy did better, and Maya did awesome. "I'm leaving. I can't take this," said Maya. Next day, Maya was gone. The end.
Hello, my name is Roman. I'm reading the ending of summertime. All of a sudden, she noticed that it was baseball camp, and then she saw a girl and told her name to her, and Maya had a flashback at her old school and knew her name. She noticed that was her friend, and they ate breakfast. It wasn't finished. They ate breakfast, and then they went to gym, and then it was time for baseball practice, and there was a boy who were bullying them, and her friend said, "Don't bully my friend." The end.
Hi, my name is LaKara, and this is the ending to summertime. When she got to camp, it was called Gymnastics Fun Camp. When she got to the aerial part, she saw her best friend. Her name was Jayla. Maya knew how to do all the things. The other people didn't know how to do those things. The other people were very jealous. They were talking about her behind her back. When she heard them, she wasn't even mad. She just calmed down. Maya told her teacher the girls were talking about her. They got in trouble. They got suspended for a whole week. Their mothers came. Maya and Jayla were the only ones there. They had very fun. After they did gymnastics, they went to get pizza. Then they went to Sky Zone. That was the best day of their lives. When she got home, they celebrated Maya's first gymnastics day. The end.
My name is Amara, and I'm reading the ending to summertime. And she saw lasers, snow, fire, and grass fly all over the cafeteria. All of the items came from the palm of her summer camp friend's hands. Maya said, "Wait, this can't be the summer camp." They said, "This is no ordinary summer camp. It's a superpower kids summer camp." So Maya asked, "Can I get powers?" They said, "Just think of one." Her powers were fire powers. So one day her parents came and got her from her camp, and they said, "How was your day?" Maya didn't want to tell her parents about her fire powers, but she had to tell her parents and never keep a secret from them.
Hello.
Hola.
Bonjour.
Hey there.
Hello.
Hi.
Greetings.
Salutations.
Howdy.
We're from Govins Elementary School.
You're listening to What Happens Next.
This episode of What Happens Next was produced and written by Katie Kazmierski and created by John DeVecca. All stories and productions are property of WLOI, What Happens Next, and the Baltimore Community Radio Coalition. No reproduction is permitted without written consent. For more information on What Happens Next, visit wloi.org. If you want your child to participate in What Happens Next, email wloi@loyola.edu or call 410-617-5349. What Happens Next is supported by Shenanigans Toy Shop, located in the Windhurst Avenue Shopping Center on Lauderdale Avenue in Northern Baltimore. Thanks for listening.